Live. We are launching into hour number two of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You'll find all the features are free. Unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for accessing their sites, enjoy freetalklive.com on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We go right back into your phone calls, and I think we'll still jump into some more emails here just because I've got so many of them. But we got calls, and that's what the show's about. So let's start with Larry in Oregon. You're on Free Talk Live. Larry.
How are you today?
Just great, Larry. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I don't know if you've covered this bit yet or not, but I heard you mention the various amendments that the so-called bailout has gone through from three pages and is ballooning from there.
Yeah.
I was wondering if that critical phrase that transfers non-reviewable power to the Secretary of the Treasury from Congress to the Secretary of the Treasury and strips the Congress and the courts of any power to review, is that provision still there?
I have no idea.
I haven't read it, but that seems like the least likely of them to make it.
I don't see why.
Because it's just so crazy.
Well, they've given the Homeland Security guy the power to dictate all kinds of things, including what should be on the national driver's license. So I don't think it's a.
What should be on the national driver's license is completely different than entire dictatorial.
He's got
power
more power
over
than that.
Our monetary
system. He can
system.
Arbitrarily decide all kinds of things on an arbitrary basis. It would not surprise me if it was still there. But as Mark said, I certainly haven't read it, nor do I plan to. I've got better things to do. In fact, I don't even know if these drafts are available publicly at this point. They're just drafts. They're still working on adding more crap to them. So it's a good question, and I don't think one that can be answered at this point.
Well, I think it's rather critical because that is pure dictatorial power if that one passes. And I can't imagine that they're talking about anything. I don't know why they're talking about anything else other than that provision.
It's deal making, man. It's back scratching, log rolling, as it's called, where one side scratches the other's back in return for the other side scratching back, and they all get their provisions added in. It's an emergency bill, so they get to throw in all kinds of stuff into the pot, and it'll all end up getting passed.
Well, okay, but I guess the point I'm trying to make is say Congress passes a law that gives people money to buy gasoline to burn down churches. Okay, this is just a hypothetical.
Okay.
Suppose that happens. This law passes. Okay, then the churches, of course, and various citizens groups sue in the courts to say, you know, this law is unconstitutional. First Amendment's the easy one, and there's probably five or six other constitutional violations as well, and the courts say, yes, you're right, and they throw it out and invalidate the law, and things return to normal, and no gasoline is bought by Congress to burn down churches. That's a hyperbole sort of example. But the Secretary of the Treasury now, for the first time in United States history, if that original paragraph exists in the final bill, gives the Secretary of the Treasury unreviewable power to appropriate however much money he wants, however much money he wants for whatever purpose, and neither the Congress nor the courts can say or do anything about it.
Significantly, though, what would change? I mean, basically, the Congress rubber stamps everything the Fed wants anyway, so, I mean, really, would there be that much that would change as a result of that? I don't know.
Well, hypothetically, in practical terms, compared to what's going on right now, nothing would change in terms of the way it's actually operating, but in terms of the legal potential to challenge these things in courts, that's gone. And that's the first
Larry,
time.
Larry, you shouldn't engage my partner on this because he's of the opinion that the everybody who's a politician is just the most evil, vile
most
individual.
I'll give Ron Paul
he's
a pass.
He's just a bigot, and you simply can't
discuss
these things.
It's not bigoted
if
it's based on evidence, Mark.
You have evidence that they're going to give Paulson?
I have evidence that the goons in the federal government never stand up to the Federal Reserve. They don't even stand up against President Bush as far as pulling troops out. These people have no spine, and they're owned lock, stock, and barrel by the people that bankroll them, and those are the bankers. Sorry, I just, you know, can't be positive about this. It's the federal government. It's the worst collection of liars and thieves and scumbags that mankind has ever seen. And you expect these people to do the right thing in this case? I suppose it's possible, but as I said before, what significantly will change? Nothing. They're just rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. Either way, it's going down.
I tend to agree with you, but at least if they made a motion to save their own power of the purse, then we would at least have a glimmer of hope. But if they voluntarily throw away the power of the purse, then we don't need any more evidence that Congress is utterly complicit in the whole thing.
Do you really need more evidence at this point?
I don't think Congress is utterly complicit, Ian. Congress, they just don't know. But the vast majority of people don't know what the Federal Reserve is.
They don't understand. Ignorance is no excuse, man. You're pulling that lever. You're making those decisions.
But ignorance isn't complicity.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I think they're complicit, ignorance works as well. I mean, but they're both bad.
Yeah. No doubt about it. Larry, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Stephen is on the line in California. Stephen, you're on Free Talk Live. Stephen, going once in California. I hear something.
Hello.
Hi, Stephen. You're on the air.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
All right, great. My name is Stephen. I'm with the End of the Fed Project.
All right.
Yeah, if you haven't heard about us, check us out on endthefed.us.
What's your plan, Stephen? How are you going to do it?
Well, November 22nd is the 98th anniversary of the Jekyll Island meeting where they dreamed the whole thing up.
Mm.
And there's going to be a protest at every single Fed office and every single Fed bank.
What are what is the end result or the end goal of your protest going to be, or goals if there are multiple?
Well, we're just saying that this is the beginning of the end.
Uh-huh.
Not saying having one protest is going to do it, but
what will do it?
What's that?
What will do it?
Well, I don't know, but you've got to start somewhere. So let's get
good
started
point.
On the 22nd.
Good point. I'm with you there.
It's better than what everybody else is doing every other time.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm with you there. I think protests can be fun. They can be good for press coverage in some cases, depending on what you're protesting and if the press is interested. So that's a possibility. Also, protests can be useful because you might be able to spread a URL or a website or something like that to some people that hadn't known about it before. It can be a networking activity where you can meet new people that have similar interests. So I won't down people for going to a protest. I think it's fine. I just don't think the Federal Reserve is going to care, nor do I think the Congress critters are going to really care either. So really, if you want to figure out how to get rid of the Federal Reserve, you kind of have to, you've got your goal, you want to get rid of the Federal Reserve, so you have to work backwards from the goal and figure out how to get there, which of course would require either the Congress people to give a damn about what you have to say, or for you to run a bunch of campaigns, try to get people elected and change the system from the inside, which is what liberty-minded people have been trying to do for decades and have utterly failed, and failed again. So I don't know if it's possible to do what you're suggesting. I think that perhaps maybe the better solution would be to create alternatives and focus on promoting those, like the Liberty Dollar tried to do.
Like I said, the intention is for this to be the beginning of an ongoing campaign, and certainly creating alternative currencies would be part of that.
That's
project,
good to hear.
I would say. And the attitude in this country right now is very hot on this issue, so now is the time to bring people out in large numbers. And there's never been a protest at every single Fed office and every single Fed bank at the same time. I think it would be certainly a historic beginning to a movement to illuminate this issue.
It sounds like a great idea. I think you might be on the right track there, especially if you guys are supporting the idea of introducing alternative currencies, because people are going to have something to switch over to. Otherwise, ending the Fed, you know, is going to be it's probably an impossible practice to do from a political standpoint, simply because the bankers are so influential and so in control, and the politicians just don't care about what we think. So creating those alternatives for people to choose and to do business in is really, I think, the best solution, because if the alternatives are working and growing and hopefully decentralized, unlike the mistake the Liberty Dollar made by centralizing all of their operations in one office to where the feds could come in, swoop in, and steal all their precious metals, if these future alternative currencies, which have yet to be developed, are decentralized in their distribution models, I'm not sure how exactly that would be set up, but just the general concept of decentralization will help protect them from seizures and government interference. And I thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. His organization, again, was called End the Fed, so you might want to look into that if that is intriguing to you. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Losing weight is hard for me. I don't like depriving myself of food. It makes me irritable. And I can't take stimulants. They make me even more irritable. That puts the kibosh on most diets and diet supplements. I didn't think there was any hope but some arduous exercise program somewhere in my future. But I found something else that's working great for me. DEXC20. DEXC20 is all natural. It doesn't have any stimulants. I just take it twice a day. I don't try to forbid myself any food. I haven't changed my exercise patterns, and I'm losing weight. 5 pounds at last count. DEXC20 is an appetite suppressant, and it reduces fat cell division and the resulting fat storage. But for me, that means losing the weight I want to lose without all the hard work and deprivation. You can find DEXC20 at most drugstores, like Walgreens, CVS, GNC. Pick up a bottle of DEXC20 in the gold box today, or just go to diet.freetalklive.com and start losing weight the easy way with DEXC20. At diet.freetalklive.com.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything just by dialing toll-free to 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And they include the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're free for you, an entire year's worth of the program. At freetalklive.com. Travel less. Meet online. Try WebEx free. Go to WebEx.com. Enter the promo code 600 and start your free trial of WebEx. That's WebEx, WebEx.com. Promo code you need is 600. That allows you to start your free trial of WebEx today. Plus, you can learn how to get a free webcam. That's WebEx.com. As we continue with your calls, we talk to Mark in Brazil. You're on Free Talk Live. Mark. Mark, you're on the air. Mark in Brazil.
Hey,
hello.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Mark? Go ahead.
No, I just had a question about Jason over at SACL.
Okay. Jason Osborne from SACL CAI, yeah. The prime sponsor of Free Talk Live. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was just thinking, if someday he had a lobotomy, would SACL have to say that they have a half-orbed approach to collection?
I don't know that the orb is, in fact, indicative of Jason's brain.
Well, also, Jason runs the business with his dad, so there would probably be two orbs there if that were the case. So, but it was a good joke.
It catches people's attention.
Yeah, it was a good joke.
Right.
What else
you
got, Mark? All right, thanks for the call.
That's all I got.
Wow, and a call from Brazil, just to make that comment. 800-259-9231. That's dedication for you, because when you call from another country, it probably costs you something. I mean, I know we have a toll-free number.
VoIP.
Yeah, that's true. VoIP. Yeah, you could get a VoIP number from the United States and use that around the world. That's true. Good point. All right, 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, Mark, unfortunately, you were not able to make it this morning for the activities that went on in the Keene District Court.
Nah, sleeping.
But allow me to summarize what went on this morning. We mentioned a little while back that there was going to be a triple civil disobedience going on, wherein Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com was going to attempt to enter the Keene District Court here in lovely Keene, New Hampshire, set up a video camera, and illegally pan the camera in the courtroom.
I don't know if it's illegal. The judge had banned panning.
Then it's illegal. The judge's interpretation of the laws, or the ordinances or statutes in New Hampshire, in regards to media being in courtrooms, he had interpreted in the past that the you can't move the camera rule means you can't move the camera at all. Like, you can't pan it from right to left across the courtroom, you know, to get a better shot of somebody's face, for instance.
Right. It's one thing to, you know, be slapping the tripod together, picking up, going to the other side of the courtroom, you know,
bustling around.
You know, and then setting up, click, 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 click. You know, that's a little distracting. Yeah. Moving the camera back and forth, panning, not the same thing as moving the camera.
Right. But what was going on before is the judge was doing this, setting this rule, not because it was his interpretation. It was because he wanted to control us. He wanted to, you had these free staters and these liberty activists coming in, and they're coming into his court, and they're not standing when the judge comes in, so-called judge, when he enters. Nobody stands up. And it's just got to be really disturbing for him. So what they want to do, these control freaks, is they want to micromanage you as much as they possibly can. So that's why the judge was saying, oh, you can't pan the camera. And you can only have one camera in the courtroom at a given time. And if there's two people that want the tape, well, you just have to agree to share the tape.
You're speculating. You don't know why the judge decided to do what he did. The time that I saw him and his actions up to this point have seemed rather reasonable.
He's been okay. I mean, he's let some people off on some things, and that he should be praised for.
Are you sure he's not a control freak? He's okay.
Well, he is a control freak. He's not as bad as some control freaks.
Why don't you just tell the facts, okay?
But he is a control freak in that he is ordering people to do things that they shouldn't have to do.
Look, there was a rule that you can't move the camera. Panning is moving the camera. Somebody wasn't clear. That's all.
Well, so Dave Ridley was going to go in there and move the camera regardless of what the judge told him to do. And it turns out that when things were getting started this morning, about a dozen activists showed up, which is, I think, a pretty good turnout for 8 in the morning. And so Dave went into the court, and the judge called him up. And he told him that he had reviewed the regulations, and he determined that his interpretation of the regulations in the past but the ordinances had been incorrect.
There you go.
That he'd changed his mind, and that now...
Doesn't sound like a control freak to me.
No, what it is that he got called onto the carpet by a man who had the courage to be willing to be arrested for breaking the rules this man had laid down before. He absolutely is as much of a control freak as he can get away with. It's just that the activism in this case, the shining the light on the cockroaches, so to speak, is what forced this man into a position where he had to make good.
Well, I really
appreciate
the additional freedom I have today. But you're doing a disservice by the hyperbolic attacks that you're making here. The fact is, the guy made, you don't know what he would have done if Dave wouldn't have done his civil disobedience. I think Dave's civil disobedience was fine. What I've got a problem with here is terms like control freak. If he was a control freak, he would have thrown Dave's ass in jail, and you, when you stood up and said anything about it.
Yeah, I see
you want a control freak?
That,
let me sit behind that that bench when you come in with your little pain band.
I see where you're coming from on that, Mark, but unfortunately you're not factoring the reality of the fact that there were a dozen people sitting there and they were going to spread this as far and as wide as they possibly could. When you shine light on these control freaks, on these sickos that want to aggress against their neighbors and control people and tell people what to do with their lives, that's who these people are, and you know it, and you're coming to their defense, and I'm not sure why. But
just,
when you shine the light on
I'm
them,
not coming to their defense, Ian. I am telling you how to better talk about it. You're making these hyperbolic attacks that have for no good
these
reason.
These are people who would like to control the lives of others, therefore they're control freaks. Just because they relinquish their control, Mark, doesn't mean they're any less interested in controlling the lives of others. They relinquish their control because they had light shone upon their activities and they were embarrassed about what they did, because they have to appear as though they're legitimate. They have to get the people to believe that they are legitimate, that they're not just some average gang of thugs and ruffians trying to tell people what to do. So they do have to behave to some extent. That's the whole purpose of the courtroom in the first place, is to run cover for violence being enacted on our fellow man. That's what the court is all about.
The people wouldn't have given a flying flip whether Dave went to jail today or not.
The people probably wouldn't have known about it for the most part. You may be right about that. But the people that are paying attention, the people that listen to the news, for instance, the people that read the newspaper, may have known about it because it was publicized. And there was a cameraman there from WKBK Radio, one of our affiliates here in Keene. He had come to cover that story.
Good.
And that video is going up on their website. People are going to see that. So the news would have gotten out. It would have gotten out on the Free Keene blog. And these people don't want others, they don't want people to know how nasty they can be. And so now they're behaving a little bit more because people are paying attention and they're being called onto the carpet.
I'd like to thank Dave for bringing this to light with this judge.
Me
and,
too.
And making
a courageous man.
And making a courageous stand so that the judge had to look at it and review. Because the judge was mistaken.
He sure was.
And I think that gracious people allow people to make mistakes graciously.
Sorry, but you're not gracious if what you do for a living, Mark, is put people in jail cells that haven't harmed others. I saw this very same judge put a girl in a jail cell because she had a heroin problem. A tiny little lady that hadn't harmed anybody. She hadn't stolen anything. She had a heroin problem. This man is a sick control freak. There's no doubt about it. That's what government people do. I think they can change. They can change. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about the newest hydrogen technology available. GasFreedom is an affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil companies don't want you to know. Learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car and experience the most powerful hydrogen cells available. Visit gasfreedom.info and receive $59.95 off of your order by using coupon code GCN. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airways if you dial toll-free. The number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. Over 1,800 pages await you at the wiki. Just go to wiki.freetalklive.com. Get interactive. You can create virtually anything. You can edit virtually anything. It's like the listener editable version of our website. So head over to wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. We're talking about the event from earlier in the day, the Triple Civil Disobedience, which was a tremendous success. First, Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com, who we've had on the show a number of times, went into Keene District Court with his video camera, set it up, and the judge changed his rules. He changed his interpretation of the law to allow for panning, which he had previously disallowed in his courtroom. Now, as of today, this morning, panning is allowed in Keene District Court, which is great because it's setting a precedent. So anytime anybody else goes in to the court, Dave Ridley or whoever it might be that has a camera, they can now point to today and they can say, well, wait a minute, you can't change your mind now. You already said that panning is allowed. So panning now allowed, whereas it wasn't before. Here's something else the judge didn't say, and I posted a summary over at freekeen.com. You can take a look, a closer look there, and there will be some, I think there will be some video footage of the trial, Nick Ryder's trial, which I'll tell you about in a moment here today, that will be posted later at freekeen.com. But one of the things that the so-called judge didn't mention when he was talking to Dave up in front of the courtroom was that he made another change Now, nobody actually mentioned this change out loud, but it was quite apparent. One of the other major changes was now they're allowing anybody to bring in recording devices, which is a huge victory. Prior to today, this judge would tell you that if you had a recording device, you're SOL, or he'd have his minions tell you. His minions would tell you, sorry, you can't lie in the courtroom with that. You've already got one camera in here. If you want that, you know, want the access to the tape, they'll have to give you access to the tape. So you'll have to share the tape. Basically, the idea that the media would have to pool their resources, essentially. So that changed. So four video cameras were in the courtroom operating today. And not only that, there was a voice recorder in there. I had a voice recorder hanging around my neck. Dale from AnarchyInYourHead.com had a video camera and a camera stuck in his pocket so he could have pulled that out and recorded with it. Nobody was refused their recording devices to enter the court today, which is fantastic.
I think it's great news. and worth the people getting up in the morning for.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it was just, this is great because it means, you know, the more cameras, the better off we are, the more daylight we can shine on these people's activities. Then the trial began because Dave had come out there not only to be disobedient, but also to videotape the Nick Ryder trial. Now, Nick is another activist, actually a New Hampshire native here in the Keene area. He is a video production kind of guy, and he happened to get pulled over for speeding, I guess a month ago or something like that. So they gave him the ticket, and he decided he was going to go to court on this ticket, and he decided that he was not going to pay. Now, Nick had never done anything like this before. This was his first real episode of civil disobedience. In fact, one of the first in general outside of Russell Canning and Lauren Canario.
Yeah, a pretty big one, yeah.
And this absolutely is big. And really, it must have taken a lot of courage for Nick to make this move. And I have to congratulate him and thank him for putting his neck out, essentially, for the non-cooperative movement. And so he came, you know, he came in and he had his trial and again the video footage will probably be up later at freekeen.com, but essentially he did a really great job and I'm sure he was really nervous during it. I didn't ask him that, but presumably, I mean, I'm sure I would get all excited being up there. And he did a great job. He actually questioned the police officer, the state trooper that was up there. He questioned that guy and caught him in a lie, essentially. And
tell me about that.
The state trooper had claimed originally that he was stopped on the side of the road and that he'd shot him with radar as Nick passed by. Nick actually, I guess he didn't ask the state trooper this, but essentially Nick testified that the state trooper was actually following him and not stopped on the side of the road. Nick got the trooper to admit that no one was damaged by this act of speeding. Nick got the trooper to admit that no one had complained about this act of speeding. Nick got the trooper to admit that he was not in any way driving in a way that put people in danger. And so all of that was admitted on the stand. So it was very interesting just what happened in the trial. But more interesting was what happened at the very end. And the judge, in this case, heard Nick's closing statement, and Nick told the judge that he wasn't going to pay the ticket. So the judge says, okay, I'll take that under advisement. Thank you. Nick kind of just sat there looking confused, wasn't sure what to do next. And the judge said, you can go now. And that was it.
Smart.
I'll take that under advisement. Now, Mark, if the judge was going to pronounce Nick guilty and lay down a sentence, he would have done it right then, right? That's what judges do. They say, I pronounce you guilty, and now you will be sentenced to blah, 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 XYZ, whatever the sentence is. They always do it. I've been to enough trials to know. I've been to enough of these things to know.
But he's the judge. He can do anything.
It's true. He's the judge and he can do anything. So I suppose it's possible that Nick could all of a sudden receive a conviction or a guilty sentence in the mail later on down the line. But every time I've been in a courtroom, those judges have laid down those guilty verdicts right there and then. So very strange that the judge would just say, I'll take that under advisement and then end the case. He didn't say anything about what the verdict was. So what's going to happen? Well, we don't know. Time will tell. Will they send something to Nick? I don't know. Let's look back to the past for another example of what might occur here. About a year and a half ago, there was another activist here, Dave Manning, in the Keene area, that had made a U-turn at a illegal location at 2 in the morning.
Yeah, when no one was around. I hate that crap.
Cop put on his lights, pulled him over, gave him a ticket for illegal U-turn. Dave went into court. We had about six activists at that time. Showed up for that. There was less people here then. And at that time, David was told by the judge at the end, after David said, look, I'm not going to pay you. Not going to pay it. I don't believe in extortion, and I'm not going to pay this. The judge told him at that time, he used a different phrase, but I think it's kind of similar. He told him that we'll handle this in the usual fashion. Thank you. You may go. What happened with Dave Manning? It's been a year and a half. Well, I talked to Dave Manning recently. Not a damn thing. They never sent him anything. It just disappeared.
Handle this in the usual fashion.
We'll handle this in the usual fashion. Hmm. Thank you. You can go.
Ominous.
Yeah. So and it was not ominous. I mean, it's obscuring is what it is. The judge doesn't actually say he's guilty. They just wipe the slate clean. They make the case go away. They drop the issue, and nobody ever heard about it again. David Manning himself has not heard anything. He's never been pulled over. He's been driving since then. Nobody's pulled him over since then and said there's a warrant out for your arrest, or you didn't pay your fine, or you were found guilty, or, you know, because, I mean, it was possible they could have sent him something and he'd moved and, like, he didn't get the notice or whatever. But mm-hmm. if you're driving around and they've got a warrant out for you, they'll probably get you eventually within a year and a half or so.
It could be.
So nothing has happened to him. We'll see what will happen to Nick, but as far as I'm concerned, that's a victory. If that judge did not pronounce him guilty right there and then, that's a victory. And we'll see what happens next with this case, and we'll let you know. Third, and finally, I guess fourth, and finally, Russell Canning, the publisher of the New Hampshire Free Press, he was also in the court today. And he had gone up in front of the judge to update him on their demand that he perform 30 hours of community service, because Russell was arrested several months ago for driving without his without the government's registration. And so he was arrested, released. They took him to court. They tried to fine him $300. Russell told them, "I'm not paying." The judge said, "How about 30 hours of community service?" Russell said, what was the phrase he used? It was... that might work.
Yeah, that might work.
So he didn't say, yes, I'll do 30 hours of community service. It was, that might work. And so the judge at the time gave Russell 30 days to do the 30 hours of community service. Well, today was the day he was supposed to check in on that, right? So he comes up, goes up to the judge, and they're talking. And the judge ends up giving him another 60 days. So nothing happened. Russell had done 0 hours of community service, and the judge blinked and backed down. The judge blinked and blinked and blinked again. He blinked on and backed down on the pan ban. He blinked and backed down on allowing only one camera in the courtroom. Now everybody can have recording devices. This is fantastic news. He blinked on Nick Ryder. He didn't convict him in court today, and he blinked on Russell Canning and gave him a double the amount of time he'd originally given him in addition to the original amount of time. So 60 more days for Russell to get the community service done. All in all, a tremendous day in court with only 12 activists turning out for it. More on the way. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. Northwestern Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
They say you can't predict the stock market. If you trade on a regular basis, you've probably heard that lie. But what if I told you there's a way to know which way the market will go each week, a whole week in advance? Do you think you could benefit from this kind of information? The guys over at eMiniForecaster.com put out a weekly forecast line. They call it a G-line, which forecasts the direction of the stock market a whole week in advance. Impossible? Head over to eMiniForecaster.com and check out their forecast history to see for yourself. eMiniForecaster.com predicts the market one whole week in advance. It's simple to use and can give you the market edge you've been looking for. If you're an active trader in the markets, go directly to eMiniForecaster.com. That's eMiniForecaster.com right now for more information. Again, that's eMiniForecaster.com.
This is Rob at eMiniForecaster.com. and I approve this message.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at laysmedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you want to help support the show, you can become an amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. Get on board for as little as $3 a month. What do we do with the money? Well, we take it in, reinvest it into the program, getting on more radio stations across the country and bringing more internet listeners on board to expose new people to the message of freedom and liberty because, well, can't be done soon enough.
And by reinvesting in the program, we don't mean give it to us. It only goes for advertising, marketing, and promoting Free Talk Live, whether it's
true.
In Talkers Magazine or Google AdWords or whatever.
Or buying global satellite channels, which is one of our newest milestones and our goals that we've recently announced with the AMP program. So go and get all those details and learn about the perks that you'll get access to, like the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. Get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. All right, we go to your phone calls about whatever you want. It's Jack in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Jack.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Jack. What's on your mind tonight?
Lots. As I waited and listened to your experience there in the court of just us.
Yes.
Did you all know that there's a doctrine known as separation of powers?
Mm-hmm.
And separation of powers, as we're now witnessing with this Wall Street criminal banking family bailout proposal, is in essence a monetary coup d'etat. If you study or just do a cursory review of the federal charter known as the U.S. Constitution, and I have a little handheld version of it, which is very, very convenient.
Yes, indeed.
It'll tell you much right there. And in Article 1, Section 8, it describes Congress has the exclusive authority to coin money.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't say delegate your authority to a foreign private de facto corporation.
It's true, but they did it 100 years ago.
Well, in fact, the legal quorum that's necessary for any legislative act in the 1913 December 22nd Federal Reserve Act did not meet the legal quorum. 12 senators does not meet the legal quorum.
Okay. There's some interesting stuff when you look back in history. You look at, you know, certain things that, you know, that happened that shouldn't have legally happened. You know, the 13th Amendment was originally supposed to be put in. They pulled that out, replaced it with a different 13th Amendment. And there's other things like that that are just sort of hidden within the crusty old walls of history that most people don't really realize is the case. There's a persuasive case to be made that the income tax was never properly ratified, et cetera, et cetera. But as Mark pointed out, they did it, and it's done, and the Federal Reserve exists, and they own the government lock, stock, and barrel.
Not much we can do about it, unfortunately.
There is something we can do, and that is we can come to New Hampshire, join the Free State Project, get active here, create alternative currencies, and shift over towards them. So it is something that can be done, but as far as changing the situation in D.C., that's next to an impossibility. But what are your thoughts? Go ahead.
Okay. June of 63, JFK began reconstituting the silver dollar, silver certificate, constitutional monetary system. And all that's necessary, in fact, of law with the corporation is to repay the original investors their $650 million. That would be the private stockholders of the Federal Reserve Corporation.
Mm-hmm.
There's a really great fellow that I wish you would interview sometime, Andrew Gauss, G-A-U-S-E. He's a nationally renowned economist and advisor, and of all places I heard him on George Norrie Coast to Coast a couple nights ago. And he, in fact, brought up JFK's initiative relative to silver dollars and certificates. He also brought up the $650 million payback to the Federal Reserve corporate stockholders. That eliminates them. We take possession of all. They have 47 Learjets. They have a $1 billion art treasure, et cetera. But to be honest, in addition, he said to call Barney Frank and Nancy Pelosi and your own state U.S. senators and reps and tell them this is what you demand to have done, and we're organizing grassroots think tanks in our locales. We're going to hold you all accountable, even if we have to convene our own private grand juries. Okay? All right. So, but in addition, fellas, here's where the rubber meets the road.
Okay.
When anyone purportedly contracts for a loan from a bank or whatever institution, and they sign on the dotted line, the promissory note, according to provisions of the Uniform Commercial Code, your autograph becomes an authorized signature. You're authorizing the creation of a negotiable instrument of the value that you want from the bank.
Totally correct. So the bank essentially creates that money from thin air and then loans it to you.
No, the bank didn't create it. The contracting borrowing party creates it on that promissory note with their signature.
So they're loaning you the money that you created with your signature.
They open an account, deposit that negotiable instrument that you created or whichever, you know, borrowing party created it. Then the bank issues a bank draft in that amount. So, and then they, what do? They extract principal and interest. That's extortion.
Yeah, it sure is. So you created the money with your signature, and then they get interest payments on the money that you created.
That's it.
That's the system.
All you got to do is go in there and demand to see their bookkeeping records, their bookkeeping entries. I want to see the evidence. Where's the beef? Show me the evidence, the beef, that you loaned me money. It's not even money. The only valid legal tender currency would be gold and silver coin, right, or a gold and silver certificate.
Well, now, the legal tender, as I understand it, legal tender is, by definition, from what I understand, the money that the government forces its corporate entities to utilize in payment of debts, and they have defined the Federal Reserve note as legal tender. I mean, ideally, it would be gold and silver, but it's not, unfortunately. I think you make some good points tonight, and I thank you for the call at 800-259-9231. People don't know that about the loan process, and I didn't know it, really. I didn't really understand it until I watched that video that we were talking about the other night. I think it's called Money is Debt. I watched the first 25, 30 minutes of it, and really, it'll blow your mind talking about how the system works. It's so simple, it's confusing.
It is. And right. Their explanation is a little more simple than what the reality is. You know, banks are required to keep a certain amount of reserves on the money that they bring in. So that, you know, effectively, money is created, but it is created by the borrower's signature. But it's a little more complicated than that. But still.
All right, we continue here. The Muslim anarchist is on the line in California. Non-anarchist is on the line. You're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you, Mark. Just to bring the listeners up to date, I got a speeding ticket 2 hours away from my house, and I wasn't willing to show up for the court date because it was on a religious holiday. And I had a nice talk with a bureaucrat today, and I wanted to tell you guys what the Napa Superior Court told me about my citation.
Okay.
So I'm not in their records either. She did my name check, driver's license check, went through her system, and there's no record of me. And she says that that's because the police officer has up to a year to file his citation into the system. So I'm expected to resolve this in a month, but he doesn't actually have to enter it into the system for a year.
How did it get to the point where they have a court trial scheduled if he's never entered it into the system?
You know, I asked that, and she told me there is no traffic court in Napa. So even if I showed up, there would be nobody there to see me.
Very strange. I have to say, I don't really understand that.
Did you ask her what the hell you're supposed to do?
She told me to sit tight, call back in 2 weeks, and hopefully he'll have filed my citation by then.
And when's your court date?
And hopefully you won't have a warrant out immediately.
Yeah.
Well, she assured me that that would not be the case. However, she was not able to give me any documented proof that she
right,
assured
and
me
you
that.
Can't hold her
did
to her word.
Did you get any signed piece of paper out of her?
Right.
Do you have that recorded?
So she told me that all that she could do in that case was if I were to drive drive up to Napa, she could sign my ticket to say that she had talked to me. But she recommended that I take down her name and time and signature because they record the phone call, so I did that.
Oh, they record the phone call. That's interesting. You know what? I recommend that, and keep us informed on your case, Mr. Non-Archist. I recommend that as many people as possible get some sort of recording ability for phone calls. Google's Grand Central, which is still in beta, does have the ability to record incoming calls, and there are some gadgets and things like that you can get that will allow you to record calls. But the more we can record our interactions with these bureaucrats, the better off and safer that we will be. I thank you for the call and the update tonight. 800-259-9231. Hour 3 is on the way. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Coming up, there's a story about, oh boy, what was that cop story? You had a cop story, Mark, and it was pretty outrageous. We'll get to it.
Police
here.
Shirts about the DNC.
Oh, their shirts, their T-shirts. Oh my gosh, we'll tell you about it in moments.
Gunday, Gunday, Gunday. 3 days. Exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person, October 10th through the 12th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shooting military gun show is fun for the whole family. With machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457. That's 502-922-4457. Or visit knobcreekrange.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
In this age of